Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is another update on the situation in Turkey. We've just seen the latest trade figures for January. So we've got the level of imports and exports and the resultant trade deficit. And so I wanted to give you the full breakdown of what happened, where we are year to date, and what the likely position is going forward. So President Erdogan recently made a statement that exports were going to be the growth of the Turkish economy, and that was going to lead them out of all of the problems that they're having right now. So in this video, we'll have a look at the details of the figures from January. We'll also have a look at the level of imports and exports provided by the Statistics Office from Turkey, and we'll have a detailed look at the level of currencies required for both imports and exports as provided by the Turkish Office of Statistics. Some really interesting information in there. And finally, I'll wrap up with a summary as to what is going on right now with regards to trade and currency in Turkey and what's likely to happen over the next 3 to 6 months. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and please subscribe if you haven't done so already, and pop a comment down below if you want to let me know what you think of this video, the new mic that I'm using, or any other videos. And don't forget that I include chapters in my videos, so if there's something that you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip forward. So Turkey has been experiencing a current account deficit each month for a long period of time. And that means that the level of imports have been greater than the level of exports. And therefore, each month they run up a net deficit that they have to fund centrally. Now, President Erdogan's new policy is focused on lower interest rates and increased exports. And it was announced at the start of January that the year-on-year trade deficit had reduced by 7.8% in the year to December 21. However, the trade deficit was still sitting at $45.9 billion. The trading results for January have just been announced, and they show that the trade deficit jumped 240.7% year-on-year to the end of January 22. And the trade deficit in the month itself was $10.44 billion. Exports in the month increased 17.3% to $17.59 billion, but imports increased 55.2% to $28.03 billion. And included in that figure was $9 billion worth of energy imports. Now that compares to $2.6 billion that Turkey imported in January 2021. So a huge increase in the cost of energy imports in the month. Now, Turkey imports energy predominantly from Russia, Azerbaijan, and Iran. And the increase in costs is down to an increase in demand in Turkey and also an increase in global prices for energy. The rise in exports in the month was driven by a 57.8% jump in iron and steel exports, a 2.5% increase in machinery and boiler exports, and a 1.2% increase in automotive exports. This graph shows the level of exports and imports over the last 2 years in Turkey. So the blue line is the amount of imports, and the red line relates to exports. And then the bar chart at the bottom shows you the balance. So you can see the problem that Turkey has. We've talked about this before on the channel. It imports more than it exports. So the blue line is at a higher level than the red line. And that is pretty constant. So when you look back over the last 2 years, these two lines are almost parallel. They move in tandem. And one of the reasons for that is that Turkey has to import raw materials and unfinished goods, which it then produces and manufactures and then exports back out. So it's a low labor cost economy. It encourages industry to invest in Turkey because it's relatively cheap to do things that are labor intensive in Turkey. And 93% of all of the exports relate to manufacturing industries. And part of the problem that Turkey has is that there's not enough added value. If the exported goods were significantly higher value than the imported goods, then we may see these two lines crossing over, that you would import cheap raw materials and then you could export something that was highly valuable. But because these are manufactured items, there is only a relatively thin margin being added. And that's why the two lines are moving in tandem. And that's the cause of the problem in Turkey, that it is constantly importing more than it's exporting. And therefore, there's always a need for more currency. And it's really difficult to get out of this arrangement. And if you look at the bar chart at the bottom, you can see the seasonality. So there are fluctuations over the last 2 years. So there's periods when the net deficit gets wider, and they're the bigger bar charts, and then it starts to narrow back down again. And you can see the seasonality as it moves through each year. And what you can also see on this chart is that things have started to get worse at the end of 2021. So you can see that the blue and the red line is relatively close together. But as we've moved through into November and December 21, there is a widening of the gap. And that's reflected in the bar chart at the bottom. And if you compare it to what happened in 2020, we see that in December 2020, the deficit actually reduced compared to November. So it was 5.1 billion in November and it reduced to 4.5 billion in December 2020. In 2021, we've moved from 5.4 billion in November to 6.8 billion in December. And as I mentioned at the start of this video, we're now at 10.4 billion in January. And if you look back at January 2021, you can see that there was actually a reduction between December and January. It went from 4.5 to 3.1. This time round, we've gone from 6.8 to 10.4. So quite a material difference to what we saw last year. And this is driven partly by what's happened with the Turkish lira. So the lira has devalued significantly over the last few months. It fell 44% in the whole of 2021, but it fell around about 20% in the 3 months at the end of 21 itself. So that's meant that it's cost more to buy all of the imports. The Turkish lira is worth less in the international markets. So for every dollar, you're having to spend more, and therefore that's pushed up the price of the imports. So you can see that in the graph. You can see the sharp increase in the blue line, which reflects the fact that the Turkish lira fell so dramatically. Now, this chart doesn't plot what's happened in January, but if it did, it would show a further increase. It would be very similar to what we've seen on the inflation chart, where there's been a big spike in January. So I wanted to show this chart because I think it's a really good representation of what the problem is in Turkey. They're always having to pay more out for imports than they're receiving back in exports. And that means that they always have this trade deficit. Now, President Erdogan has stated that he wants to remove this by driving up the value of exports. But the problem with that is that they have to import all the goods before they can produce and manufacture and then export them. And as the Turkish lira has fallen in value so much, the cost of importing those goods has increased dramatically, and therefore it's made Turkey less competitive in the international export markets. So it's difficult to see how this deficit is going to be removed given the current circumstances of the economy. Now, I wanted to dive a bit deeper into the currency issues that Turkey face. And the Turkish Statistical Institute provide data on the amount of foreign trade by US dollars, euros, and Turkish lira. If we have a look at this spreadsheet, it shows the amount of dollars, euros, and lira that the country has been spending on imports and has been receiving for exports. So if we look at the export figure for US dollars, we can see that in 2021, Turkey received $225 billion in exports. If we scroll down and look at the figure for imports, we can see that Turkey paid $271 billion out for imports. So the difference, which I've added to this table, is $46 billion. That's the net deficit. And if we look at the figures per month, we can see that the deficit has been getting larger recently. So in November, it was $5.4 billion, and in December, it was $6.8 billion. If we look at the same figures for euros, we can see that Turkey received 191 billion euros in exports and paid out 230 billion for imports, which is a net difference of 39 billion deficit. And if we look at the monthly figures, it's the same pattern, with November resulting in a 4.7 billion euro deficit, and December the deficit increased to 6 billion. So some really interesting statistics here, and what this highlights is the fact that there are net currency outflows every single month for Turkey. They need to have more currency because they're spending more than they're receiving. And until they get to the point where exports are worth more in value terms than imports, then they'll always have a need for foreign currency because they're doing such huge transactions in dollars and euros every single month. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, clearly the trade figures for January have not been good for Turkey. They've run up a large deficit in the month, which has increased 240% compared with January 21. Now, the main factor in the results has been the massive increase in energy costs. Turkey is constantly buying in energy from overseas, and because of the increasing prices and also the fact that Turkish lira has devalued significantly, it's meant that the actual value has increased more than three times compared with January 21. Now, I've discussed this a lot on this channel. Turkey is highly dependent on overseas energy, so it can't really do anything to break out of that cycle. This isn't an import-export issue. This is the fact that they're having to pay higher prices in the international markets to keep their power stations operating and to keep people's homes supplied with gas. But a further concern is that when you strip out the energy costs of 9 billion in the month, there was still a net deficit in January. President Erdogan is focused on exports and wants to export his way out of all of the troubles. But Turkey has two major problems. Firstly, it's not adding enough value to the manufacturing process, so the level of exports is not outpacing the level of imports. But the other main factor here is the Turkish lira value. As we've seen a huge deterioration in the value of the lira, that's meant that foreign currency is costing more, and therefore the value of imports has risen significantly. So we've actually seen quite a widening in the trade deficit gap in January, and that's likely to continue through the whole of 2022. I can't see this position turning itself around because the fundamentals just don't add up to tell me it's going to do that. So it's more likely that we will see the trade deficit continuing to widen as we go through the first 3 to 6 months of 2022. And that's going to put even more pressure on the Turkish economy. They're currently under a lot of pressure to keep the gas supplies coming through. They're having to find foreign currency from wherever they can locate it. So they've asked the people of Turkey to hand over their currency. They've asked the industries of Turkey, the selling citizenship, to bring in more currency. But even with all of those mechanisms in place, they're still running out of currency. So unless they can do something to really drive up exports without continuing to import raw materials, they're not going to be able to find a solution to this problem. So this is a real genuine concern for Turkey and the Turkish economy. I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments as soon as I hear them. If you've liked what I've said in this video, then please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.